Well, the very first thing the Philadelphia Eagles did when the free agency period opened on Tuesday, they got their punter back. Donnie Jones, a 3-year deal. He joins us in studio here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. Congratulations.
Thank you, man.
Everybody's glad to have you back.
It's very good to be back.
What is it like to go through this whole thing?
I'm glad it's over, to be honest. I mean, for the last couple years, really, in free agency, it's been one-year deals. It's been come in, prove yourself, earn a job. And, you know, it's nice to be able to, you know, come in today, sign this, and, you know, really be able to enjoy the rest of my offseason knowing that, hey, you know, this team is committed to me. And, you know, I look forward to 3 more years here, and I'm really excited to be back.
Why did you want to come back?
You know, everything. And it's, you know, the organization, first off, is the best I played for, you know, from the top down, from Mr. Lurie. He just does a phenomenal job of, you know, giving, you know, everybody what they need in order to be successful. The staff's great. You know, my position coach in particular, Dave Phipp, love him, the best guy I've been with in 10 years of playing. The locker room, the guys are great. There's just so many, you know, great things here that, you know, who wouldn't want to come back and be a part of what's, you know, being built here? Because it was a great start last year, and obviously, you know, I think within the second year, or now we're in the second year, guys are accustomed to the system and really be ready to go and have a great year.
You talk about Dave Phipp. Did he make you a better performer last year? Were you a better kicker last year, do you think, than you've been you've had a tremendous career in the NFL?
Yeah, I think, you know, certain situations obviously we're faced with, and in particular the Washington game and then the Dallas game, you know, I've never had those type of situations in my career. Those were, you know, really, you know, kind of pressure filled situations. And you know, Coach Phipp, I think the great thing about him is, you know, he's just be yourself. That's what he tells you. Just go out and be yourself. You know, you've played a long time. You know what you need to do. Just go out and do it. And he's very supportive. And, you know, we as players, as specialists, try to help him out as well. So it's just a really good working relationship.
Yeah. I always find it interesting, Donnie. You know, you've kicked in, and I may miss a city here, but Miami and St. Louis and Seattle and Houston and domes or relatively warm weather. And then you come to Philadelphia last year, and, you know, some people say, well, let's see if Donnie Jones can kick in clement weather, and you certainly did that. Now, Lincoln Financial Field is naturally a swirling wind. It's not the easiest place in which to kick. Did you prove something to yourself, do you think?
Yeah, I think so. I think, obviously, all things happen for a reason, and I think there was a reason that I ended up here in Philadelphia. You know, 6 years before, 6 seasons before, I played indoors. So it's kind of, you want to prove all the people wrong that say, hey, you can't do it. And also, there's a part of yourself that, you know, whenever you hear things over and over again, sometimes maybe you start believing them. So, you know, for me to go out and, you know, work hard, and then when it came time to perform, just go out and be myself and perform, you know, I felt really good about the way I played. And, you know, I'm obviously very excited to be back and be a part of this thing for 3 more years.
And since you've signed, of course, the Eagles have made a couple of additions with some players who I don't know if there's a rep around the league. Who's a really good special teams player, Chris from Seattle, and Brian from Houston, who you know, Brian Brayman, joined in. Both of them are big-time, hopefully core members of kick coverage, and there is certainly an emphasis on the third phase of this game with Philadelphia Eagles.
Yeah, I think that's one thing Coach Kelly really stresses and understands the importance of special teams, and I think with these two signings, I think you see that. You know, I can speak, you know, for Brayman because I played with him for a year. I mean, he is a tremendous athlete, a tremendous special teams guy. And, you know, really kind of describe him as a guy that just goes out and sacrifices his body every time. And, you know, he makes plays, and I am very excited that, you know, he's going to be a part of this team.
What was the feeling like, Donnie, toward the end of last year, 7 wins, final 8 games of the regular season, reaching the playoffs, winning the NFC East? Take us inside the locker room. How jazzed is everybody about what's happening here with the Philadelphia Eagles?
It was – obviously, it didn't end the way everybody wanted it to end, but I think it was definitely a step in the right direction. You know, that was one thing when I spoke with Coach Kelly on the phone yesterday was, you know, so many people questioned whether or not, you know, he was going to be successful. Or people spoke out, oh, he's his offense, he can't do this, he can't do that. And I think in year one, he's already proved – all those people wrong. And, you know, he's a wonderful guy and a great coach. And I just think the steps we made last year carrying over into this year. Now more guys are familiar with his system, the program, everything that goes on here. And I just think it's going to be a very attractive spot for guys to want to come and play. And, you know, it's, you know, for me, it's not all about the money. There's a lot more that goes into it. And, you know, the people here, the organization are just really, you know, important things that, you know, obviously make you want to come and play in a place.
Yeah, and stay in a place. You know, Jason Peters and Kelsey and Macklin and Cooper, you're back as well. It's great to have you back, and you get to enjoy the rest of the offseason.
Finally.
And watch the rest of free agency.
Yeah, it's very nice.
And no one-year contracts.
The last couple of years, it's been a couple weeks in, and you get the call, and it's a one-year deal, and it's – heck, even last year here, it was – you know, I signed, and then it was basically an open competition. You know, come in and prove yourself. So, yeah, it really feels good knowing this year, you know, I don't have to do that. So I'm excited, looking forward to it.
Hey, man, great seeing you. Donnie Jones.
Thanks for having me.
Welcome back. Well, welcome back, because we never thought you'd leave. We had to have you back. We thank you for joining us in studio today here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.